Hey guys, welcome to another recap show. I'm Kristen, and on the line with me today, I have my girl, Brancy.
Oh, I'm your girl?
Yeah, because we watch girls.
Yes!
How are
Besties.
You?
I'm great. How are you?
Lovely. We are going to be talking about the third episode of the fifth season of Girls. It was called Japan, and it was focused on Shoshana and all her weird shit in Japan. Oh my god. Listen, I keep forgetting that the show is on right after The Walking Dead.
Oh yeah.
I need to be reminded.
Well.
My reason is because I binge watched the first four seasons. So now I'm like, I have to get used to watching it live.
Yeah, same here.
So we just watched the episode because both of us were slacking.
Yep.
So let's get to this episode. I first have to say I want Shoshana's clock. I don't know where the hell she got it, that little face.
Yeah, it was really cool.
It was cute. I mean, I don't know about the voice that went with it, but I want the clock.
Yes.
And this part really pissed me off. The whole situation with Fran.
Oh!
What the hell?
Oh my god. I was like, honestly, you guys never are siding with Hannah when I want you to.
For real. Oh my god. He acted like that was normal.
I know!
See, we saw the preview on last week's episode, and we were like, oh, Fran masturbates to his ex-girlfriend's pictures. But it's like seeing the whole situation play out, I was like, what the fuck?
I know. And he was like offended that she found it. I was like, really?
Yeah, he was like defending that he has these pictures in there. It's like, okay, if it's a single guy that has pictures of his ex-girlfriend, you know, whatever. It's still a little weird because it's multiple.
Right.
But he has a girlfriend.
Yeah. It's just the whole thing is weird. And he goes on about how the porn industry is so messed up. And I'm like, you don't realize how messed up this is?
Uh-huh. Yeah, that was so weird. And then he's like, well, you send me pictures, but they're goofy. And it's like, oh my god, why don't you tell your girlfriend what you want?
Yeah, for real.
Get it together, Fran.
Fran is a mess this episode.
Yes, he is. And let's see. I put down, yay, Marnie. Yes. We didn't see her in last week's episode, but we do see Hannah Skyping with her, I guess. Mm-hmm. And she gets a glimpse of Desi.
We all got a glimpse.
Yeah, Desi's penis. Oh my god, I was cracking up because she's like, I just saw your husband's dick. And all Marnie got out of that was, oh my god, I like how it sounds, husband.
I know, I'm just like, really though?
Like, she just saw his dick. What is your problem? And then we were just talking before we started recording that this was the first time they showed male full frontal.
Right.
And it had to be Desi.
I know. Oh my god.
God. I'm just glad he didn't talk in this episode because he annoys me.
Yep, definitely.
But yeah, that scene was pretty funny. Hannah's reactions sometimes crack me up.
Yeah.
Going back to Shoshana, she was, like, really getting comfortable with her job, and she really liked living in Japan and getting along with all the people, even though they would talk shit about her in Japanese.
That was hilarious.
It was. Because I feel like people sometimes do that. Like, especially, you know, I'm in Miami, so I went to school in, like, a Hispanic area. Mm-hmm. And it's like people always assume that I didn't speak Spanish because I look white. So they would say stuff in Spanish and I'm like, I do know Spanish. So I'm like, when I saw that, it reminded me of when I was in high school. And I'm like, except in this case, Shoshana does not know Japanese.
Right.
But yeah, I feel bad for her because she loses her job just when she's getting comfortable and she really likes being over there, and I felt bad for her. She really looked upset.
Yeah, she did. And Shoshana is kind of weird. We all know that. So if she found a place that she actually feels like she fits in and she likes it and she meshes well with everyone, it just kind of sucks that now that's over.
I know, and she did really seem to fit in there. Like, even
Yeah.
that house that she was living in, I was like, what kind of house is that? It looks like a, I don't know, like they would sell candy there or something. It's weird.
Yeah.
So I feel bad for her, but it's kind of shitty that she screwed over that guy. The one in America.
Oh, yeah.
'Cause he really seems to like her and she just kind of ditched him. I mean, I know she's trying to like find herself and everything, which is great, but she could have just told him.
Right.
I mean, the poor guy was waiting there at the airport for her.
Right. And I'm never an advocate of cheating, so I mean, I'm just saying. Did
But
she?
are they in a relationship though?
Well, sort of. It's like a long distance type thing, and they
Yeah.
like just talk on the phone. They didn't even really know each other very long before she left.
Exactly.
So, I don't know. The whole thing is just kind of weird to begin with.
It is weird. And even whatever this attraction is to the guy that she was working with, like even that was a little odd. Where the fuck did they take her?
I don't know,
What was that
dude.
place?
Listen, I watched on HBO Go. So after the episode, it always has the clip of Lena Dunham talking about the episode or whatever. And she was talking about how that whole thing with the fetish bar actually happened to her. And I was like, oh my God.
Oh my God.
She was like, yeah, it was a real story of when she was in Japan and a couple of guys took her out to a bar and that she didn't know that it was that kind of bar. She thought it was just a regular bar until she got there. And she said that the whole nurse's outfit and everything really did happen.
Oh no. Oh my God. I mean, that in itself is weird, but it's like watching it happen in the episode, like if you saw Shoshana's face, that would have been me. Like I would have just been cracking up, like, what the fuck? Where am I right now?
Exactly.
And then the dude's friends were weird, like,
Oh my God, yes.
oh my God, he's like with the wax on his butt. Like, and then the other one's like, you like that? Like, what
Oh
the
my God, that was
fuck?
weird.
It was weird. I was uncomfortable.
I know, it's like y'all just had a discussion in that giant bath scene thing,
Yeah.
whatever, about how he liked her. So I was like, really? We're doing
Exactly.
this?
And he looked uncomfortable.
Oh yeah, for sure.
Oh my God. That was just. Oh my God. I can't.
And it was so weird that they were all out together because, like, I know that kind of stuff happens here in America, but like when it's represented on like TV or anything, it's always like the dominatrix and then the person. But they were like all out in the room together.
Yeah, it was like one big room with everybody just doing their own thing, and it's
Yeah.
like I mean, not that I would ever want to visit a place like that because it's weird,
Exactly.
but I would just be like, oh my God, what are they doing? Oh my God, what are they doing? Like, I would just be like, oh, what is going on here?
And if you're into that kind of thing, like, I mean, everybody's just watching you.
Yeah.
And they're all strangers. It's not like they know you.
I think that would be the worst part. Is like, I don't know. Like, I wouldn't want to do anything and have everybody like watching me. That's weird. Like,
No.
the whole thing in itself was weird. Don't want people watching me do it.
No.
Oh my God. And I know for the last two reviews that we've done of this season, we're always talking about how grumpy Ray is. And I have to say, in this episode, he was not so grumpy.
He was not as grumpy as he usually is. I'm very proud of
No,
him.
he had a few moments that he wasn't even grumpy at all. There was the one thing that he was telling Jessa and Adam to keep the noise down because he was going to bed and calling himself grandpa and everything, which was funny.
Yeah.
But when he was helping, what's her name? Hannah. When she goes to ask him about the situation with Fran,
Right.
and he starts taking the pictures of her.
That was hilarious.
It was. He was doing that in the fucking coffee shop.
And Elijah,
Yeah, don't, not the Katie Holmes.
not the Katie Holmes. Smile like you know a cake's coming.
And her face when he said that too was hilarious.
He's like, there she is.
He's such a dick. Oh my god. And then when she's like, oh, I talked to Marnie, and Ray's like, when'd you talk to Marnie? And Elijah tells him not to be thirsty.
Yes. When he's like, don't be thirsty, Ray.
You know, when Elijah first got on the show, I was like, I don't really like him too much, but he's like growing on me.
Yeah, now he's hilarious.
Yeah, he does have some funny moments, but yeah, that was hilarious. Act like a cake's coming. One of my favorite parts of this episode was when Adam, Jessa, and Ray were watching the TV.
Yes.
I didn't even realize it was Adam until like they like went into the TV show.
Yeah.
And like zoomed in on him. I was like, oh my god. I didn't even know it was him. I didn't know what they were watching.
The gigantic height is what tipped me off.
Yeah, true. And the weirdness. But I like that scene because he obviously does not take compliments well. And I think Jessa is the type that will give out compliments like all the time, even if it's sarcastic. But Ray was actually being really nice about it.
Right.
And I was like, oh my god, we willed this to happen. Because we've been saying we wanted him to be happy for once. So we wanted one episode where Ray's just happy.
And here we have.
Yep, we got it.
Ray's shining moment.
Mm-hmm. And we also got, when he went to sleep, Adam decided he was going to kiss Jessa again. And it didn't work out so well.
In the weirdest way possible, too.
Well, the first time he kissed her was weird, too.
I mean, Adam's just a weird guy.
Yeah,
he is. The haikus on the ceiling, and I was just like, what?
Yeah, who does that? Oh, oh, my god. And it's funny because I think I tweeted you, like, a thing of him when he starts screaming when Ray tells him to keep the noise down. I love his reactions because he's so odd. Mm-hmm. So it's like he just does these things sometimes, and I'm like, oh my god, I like, can you imagine somebody doing that in person? Like, I would just crack up all the time.
I would too.
I wouldn't know how to handle him. But yeah, I'm kind of happy that Jessa is sticking to her not wanting to, I guess, hurt Hannah. Not right. That she said that, but I do like the idea of her with Adam. Because I think they do have some kind of chemistry there. But the girl part of me is glad that she's being loyal to her friend.
See, exactly. I'm in the same position because I see it. I like it. But I don't want things to get messy.
Exactly. Yeah, I think if she likes Adam and she sees that Hannah is happy with Fran. I mean, not that she's happy right now because he's masturbating to his ex-girlfriend's pictures. But if she talks to Hannah about it and Hannah says it's okay, then I think they could do it. And I wouldn't be like, no, don't do that to your friend. But right. It's like it sucks because Jessa and Adam didn't go into it like, okay, let's just mess around. Like, they were just friends. They were just hanging out as friends, and it just kind of happened. So, I don't know. It's right. Like, I feel for them because I feel like they should be able to explore that side of their friendship, I guess. But, I don't know. It's just the being loyal to a girl thing. Like, I've had friends screw me over, and it does not feel good. So, I don't know. I kind of feel the situation. I don't know.
It makes me respect her more, for sure.
Exactly. And she's the type, like, in the past 4 seasons, she's not the type that would have done that. Like, she would have just, if she wanted to, she would have just done it and not care what Hannah thinks.
Right.
So I like that she's actually, like, conflicted. I guess that's what I like, is that she's conflicted about it. She's not just going for it, but she's also not saying, no, stay away from me.
Right. She's finally thinking about it because
Exactly.
even last season, was it last season, I think, where she's the one who set Adam up with that new chick, Mimi Rose.
Oh, yeah.
Like, she's the one that did that, and now we're in this season and she's actually thinking, okay, well, this might be the line. This is the line that we're at.
Yeah. I don't know. We're just gonna have to keep watching and see what happens there, 'cause we're never gonna know. They're just gonna keep throwing stuff at us.
Pretty much.
The episode, I don't know how if it ended this way, but Hannah deletes all of Fran's ex-girlfriend's pictures and then puts her own as the screensaver. See, I'm conflicted about that situation because if I saw that and I said something and he defended the whole thing, I think I would be like, get the fuck out of here.
Oh yeah, I definitely would be. I'd be like, okay, goodbye.
Yeah, because it's not like, oh my God, I forgot to delete that. He was like literally saying, why I use those. Like, oh my
Yeah.
God, you just said it like there's nothing wrong with it. So I don't know that I would go that far, like, to take pictures of myself and put them on his phone. Like,
No, he would have been
no.
gone. Fran would have
Yeah.
been gone in that moment.
Go back to Adam, Hannah. Oh, so I don't know. I think that's it. I think we kind of talked about everything. Did I miss anything?
I don't think so. I believe that was all.
Who are we missing in this episode? Anybody? I think we kind of got everybody.
We
Because I
got a little
know,
bit of everybody.
yeah, because last episode we didn't have Marnie. I don't think Shoshana was in it.
No, she wasn't.
So this episode we got a little bit of everybody. I liked it.
I did too.
It wasn't like anything crazy, but I don't know. I like seeing Shoshana by herself trying to figure stuff out.
Right. And she
Because
was way more tolerable this episode than she has been in the past
I think it's
sometimes.
because she's by herself, though.
Exactly.
Because when she's with the other girls, I don't know. It's like they feed off of each other and they just kind of get weird.
Yeah.
So, you are going to be in North Carolina.
I am.
Will you be back for next week's show?
I will be coming home next Tuesday.
Okay.
So I will be available Tuesday night.
Okay, cool. So we will do Sunday's episode. We will recap on Tuesday night. So we're just going to be a day late. So bear with us.
Indeed. To be fair, we did last week's on Tuesday as well, so it's not that bad.
How do you even remember that? My brain is so fried. So yeah, we will recap next week's show or this week's show, whatever, on Tuesday, and we will get that up Tuesday night so you can listen to it and share it and do all that fun stuff for us. And do you want to let everybody know where they can find you?
You can find me at VRO Brancy on Twitter and Instagram.
And you can find me on accordingtokristen.com on Twitter and Tumblr at Kristen0409, on Facebook at According to Kristen, and you can find both of us on the VRO.com. That's Variety Radio Online. We do recaps for other shows like Teen Wolf, The Vampire Diaries, The Originals, The Walking Dead, Fear the Walking Dead, Once Upon a Time, any show you can think of. We're all over the place. So check out the VRO.com, and Brancy loves reading the social media.
Loves because Kristen doesn't want to do it.
Kristen forgets to write it down, is what
Oh, God.
happens.
It's not
It's
that hard, Kristen.
that some of them are Variety Radio Online and some of them are the VRO. Wait, let me see if I can get it.
Okay.
Twitter is at the VRO.
Correct.
Instagram is at Variety Radio Online.
Correct.
And Facebook is Variety Radio Online.
Correct.
I got it. What's Tumblr?
Variety Radio Online.
See? I'm not that
There you go.
bad.
You're not too far off.
No. And you can also check out our big brother, Mike. He's on iwatchmike.com. He does recaps as well, and he does not watch girls, but we will get him to by the end of this season, I promise you.
He's in denial.
Yes, he is. So check out all of our links, and we will post them in the description, and we will see you next week. Bye.
Goodbye.